locations of government housing, HUD housing, whatever you want to call it, you know, numerous little apartments that people live in, low-income housing, and in every one of the complexes around here, you can drive through, and in every one of them, there's one or two vehicles that'll be parked outside that have strobes on the dash, and in the taillights, and sirens, and antennas, because they're on the volunteer fire department. Now, you're HUD housing, you're low income housing, which means that you're going to be there, that you either receive social security, or you receive stamps, or you're disabled, or whatever to even qualify. And, but you have the money to go spend, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars, perhaps, you know, close to $1,000 on strobes and sirens and lights and radio and antennas for the volunteer fire department. Not to mention, you're physically able to go fight a fire, but most of these people don't have a job. Now, why is there not some checksum in this government that says, you know, if you've got the money, just, you know, and these departments do not equip the people, don't make that mistake. I have been a volunteer firefighter. You buy your own equipment, and, you know, they equip you with your firefighting gear, your turnout gear, but they do not equip your vehicles. They will supply you with a pager. They will not even supply you with a two-way radio. If you want that, you buy it yourself. If you want light, you buy it yourself. But, you know, you don't get paid. You know, these are straight volunteers, so they've got plenty of gasoline to respond to a fire. They're physically able to find a fire. They've got money to buy lights, sirens, and radios. Disabled, you know, you shouldn't be there anyway, because if you're disabled, how are you gonna get in turnout gear and fight a fire? So, I mean, the way I look at it, if you aren't, employed, or at the very least able to be employed and keeping yourself up, you know, the money that you spent on lights and sirens and radios should have went to pay your damn rent instead of our tax dollars paying it for you. Now, you know, they don't want to step outside the norm. They don't want to you know, behind closed doors, they'll bitch, they'll cry, they'll complain, they stress over it, but they won't say anything in public. That's what's wrong with this country now. That's how so many of our rights have been taken, just because the people sit back and let it happen. They don't stand up. They don't join together. They make no effort to oppose anything. They don't want to be the worst person standing out. I don't understand that. I mean,
it really is just irritating. I was first introduced
that make them what makes them feel good. You know, everybody says drugs are so bad, but all of them are so uneducated and understand that, you know, even when they watch their favorite preacher at church, they're getting high off the endorphins. When they all get together and jump up and down and sing and praise at church, they're getting high off the endorphins.
I don't understand how you can do
we're paying people to go. Wait a minute. Wasn't that what we talked about yesterday? Little drugs that they have been in down there.
I think it was eight.
They're making money. Literally.
Yes.
Literally. They're going to be paying money for it. Just live.
That function.
They're leaving it anyway. So, what's the point of even existing? Okay. And while we're on these campaigns, Charges, you know, with is done with some super thermite that melted the steel. You know, if the government was in on it, all they had to do was allow the people into the country to complete their mission. They didn't have to hand dirty. So, you know, all these people, and they showed us these lovely videos that they claim that the news feeds, you know, added in the planes and all this stuff. You know, and the people watching it, it's even worse. You know, they don't understand that the people who posted this shit are the ones that edited it. I can look the way they want it to look. You know, but then again, they can go, read all the time. And now, you know, to have don't want